Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Great Mary, who labored much for us. Those are the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans 16 and verse 6. As he continues in this last chapter to list a number of individuals and to commend them and thank them for their faithfulness for the Lord. And we are learning from this list of people some of the things that God values and honors in the lives of his children and what kind of service for the Lord Jesus Christ is effective and is welcomed by him, and that ought to be of great interest to us. And so we read things like, "Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Jesus Christ, who risk their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Greet my beloved Epaphras, who is the first fruits of Achaia to Christ. Greet Mary, who labored much for us." Greet Mary. What do we know about Mary? Well, her name, Mary, Miriam or Marian, is probably a Jewish name. There are many Marys in the New Testament. I don't need to tell you that. And this is yet another one. Not Mary, the mother of Christ, not Mary Magdalene, not some of the other Marys that are found in the Bible, but yet another one. We would take it, though it's certainly possible that one of the Marys introduced in the Gospel accounts has made her way to Rome. But that's, though possible, not really likely. It's far more likely that this is yet another individual with the common name Mary, which was very common, obviously, in New Testament times, and so we shouldn't be surprised to find a number of individuals bearing the same name. And there have been times in America when it has been a very popular name. Names tend to come and go in popularity, as we know. But there was a time when there were a lot of Marys, and you probably know some yourself. But we do know a few things about her. Number one, we know that she was evidently a member of the church at Rome. Paul is writing to Rome. This is the epistle to the Romans, and Paul is writing to Rome. And so writing to that church, he says to them, "Greet Mary." So Mary is there. Mary's in Rome. Paul has to write to the church at Rome to tell them to greet Mary, because if Mary were where Paul was, Paul would do it himself and he wouldn't tell them to. And if Mary were somebody place else, then there wouldn't be any value in asking the church of Rome to greet Mary on his behalf. So she is a Mary who is living in Rome and evidently is a Christian and a member of the church at Rome. The question is, how did Paul know her? Because remember, up until this time, Paul has not been to Rome. He's going. He has stated his intention to go, his desire. In fact, it seems to have been a strong desire for a long time. He really wants to go to Rome, and he is doing everything he can to get there. But up until this time, he hasn't made it. And he won't make it until finally he goes, courtesy of the Roman government, as a Roman prisoner. That's how he'll finally get there. So he's not there, has never been there. So again, the question is, so how did Paul know Mary? What's the connection here between Paul, who's never been to Rome, and Mary, who evidently is a member of the church at Rome? And the only thing we can assume is that Mary served the Lord someplace else prior to going to Rome. And one of the things we learn in Romans chapter 16 and other places like this is that there really was a lot of travel and relocation in these early days in the Roman Empire. We may have got the picture that nobody moved in those days. And there certainly have been times and places in world history when most people didn't move. But we must understand that the Roman Empire had a very advanced civilization and had a very well-developed system of transportation, both on Roman roads as well as by ship. And Roman citizens, and even not those who technically were always citizens of Rome, that's another issue to get into another time, but people who lived in the Roman Empire traveled freely, and many of them traveled rather frequently. Let your pocketbook be your guide, I suppose. Obviously, travel was expensive. Relatively, I think, more expensive in that day than in ours, for a number of reasons, which I won't go into now, but you didn't travel unless you had some money. But not everybody was poor. Evidently, a lot of people had money to travel, and evidently, quite a few Christians had money to travel. We see that here. We saw Aquila and Priscilla and how they moved around. And we see it again here with Mary, who evidently served the Lord someplace else, maybe in Corinth, maybe in Ephesus, who knows where. She served the Lord and ministered in such a way that Paul was personally helped and was commending her labors, and now she's moved to the city of Rome. So Paul is saying, greet Mary, who labored much for us. Now, some translations say, who has worked hard for you, but most of them say, for us. In other words, for Paul and his missionary team. Now, either way it goes, she obviously was a hard worker, a faithful worker in the gospel, and Paul knows that and commends that. And whether she worked hard for Paul in Philippi or someplace else, or whether she worked hard for the church at Rome, or whether she, probably, I mean, let's just be honest here, if she moved around, and evidently she did, and she was a hard-working woman who was dedicated to the cause of Christ, I think it would be safe to say that both of these statements are true. She worked hard for you, she worked hard for us. When she was with us, she worked hard for us. Now that she's with you, she's working hard for you. Undoubtedly, that's the case. And what we're talking about is just plain old hard physical labor dedicated to the Lord. Hard physical labor beyond the call of duty. Hard physical labor that is so necessary in the work of Christ, and probably more necessary in this day, perhaps, than ours, but still very much necessary in our day in certain areas. And hard physical labor that some people aren't willing to do. I've noticed at our church, for example, if I ask for volunteers from the pulpit for some people to set up chairs and tables or something like that after the service tonight, there are some people who always jump at the opportunity, and there are other people who always make themselves scarce. If there's something like that going on that requires some physical labor, I mean, that's not even arduous, difficult physical labor, just setting up tables and setting up chairs, but some people jump to the opportunity. They appreciate the opportunity to work, to labor, to serve the Lord in an active physical way, and others seem to shirk it. I wonder what that says about people. I wonder what that says about you. But here she was. Here she was, laboring for the Lord. And of course, that's who she was laboring for, but from a human practical standpoint, she was laboring for Paul and for other members of his missionary team, and that's the way that she was laboring for Christ. And that, again, is always the way it is. Nobody goes up to heaven and sweeps the streets of gold. So if we're going to labor for the Lord, we've got to labor for a particular church, a particular mission organization, a particular Christian worker. We've got to work for somebody who is working for the Lord. And Mary wasn't too proud to do that, even though she evidently had enough resources to do some traveling. She wasn't poor. She may have been rich enough to have servants, but that doesn't matter. She still wasn't too hoity-toity to roll up her sleeves and work. Are you? I read in Luke 5:5, Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. That's the word for Mary here. In Romans 16:5 or 6, greet Mary, who labored much, who toiled hard for us. And Paul knew that. And Paul made note of that. And Paul mentions that. He wants it to be known. And you say, why didn't he just write a little personal note to Mary and say, hi, how are you? Greetings in the name of the Lord. Why did he mention her name in this epistle that goes to the whole church? Because this is an indirect way of not only greeting her, but honoring her. When he says to the church, greet Mary, who labored much for us, he's letting the whole church know that Mary was a hard worker, and her labors are valued by none other than the great Apostle Paul. Because God tells us to give honor to whom honor is due. That's what Paul is doing. He's giving honor to one that he knows honor is due. And so, what have we learned here? Well, we've learned of the value of Christian pioneers, Epaminondas. Pioneering success requires hard work. And he was there at the right time to help. We have learned that other areas of labor require just plain old hard work, and Mary was involved in that. Thank God for the Marys of Christian work. Thank God for the Marys who are in our church. And dear friends, you'll never run out of opportunities and you'll never run out of need. There are times, perhaps, when the need is more apparent than others, but there's always need and there's always opportunity, and the rewards, dear friend, are great. If Jesus rewards a cup of cold water given in his name, then anybody who does that truly out of a desire to honor and serve the Lord shall not lose his reward. In other words, there is a reward reserved for those who give a cup of cold water in Christ's name. How much reward do you suppose will be given to those who faithfully, week after week, month after month, year after year, take up some task of physical labor which needs to be done for the Lord Jesus Christ and just does it? Thank God for those who clean and maintain our church buildings. Thank God for those who mow the grass around our church and any place where the work of the Lord is going on. Thank God for those who help to fold literature and to prepare items for mailing. Thank God for those who set up tables and chairs and take them down at the appropriate time. Thank God for those who help with setting up other kinds of equipment at the church and building things that need to be built and repairing things that need to be repaired, and who just do the physical labor that makes the work of the Lord run so smoothly. Thank God for people like that. Greet my beloved Epaminondas, who is the first fruits of Achaia to Christ. Greet Mary, who labored much. Who labored much, not just a little. She wasn't too dainty. She labored much for us. And though he doesn't add it, we can add it without any fear of contradiction. Labored much for us and for the Lord. I want to be a Mary. Don't you? May God help us. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.